Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it.
Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men pray with a purpose. When it comes to being a man, admit it, there's just certain questions you just rather not hear. And you even pray sometimes that you don't have to answer those kind of questions. You know what I'm talking about, like from your wife. Honey, can we talk? Sweetheart, what are you thinking about? Baby, does this outfit make my butt look big? Baby, why won't you ask someone for directions? Now, am I lying? But when it comes to church and God, there's another question we'd rather not hear. And that question is, would you lead us in prayer? Now, most men I know do pray, but they just don't like to pray in public. But as a spiritual leader of your home, there's just no way around it. You're going to have to pray, and I mean a lot. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to do it in public. But the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, praying without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. But in the same light, Jesus also says in Matthew 6:7, and when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. See, it's one thing that we're commanded to pray, and all prayer is just communicating with God. But the problem is with us praying is, what do you say when you approach an almighty God? How do you avoid saying the wrong thing? Well, before I challenge you this week in the area of prayer, let me first say, God is more concerned about why you're praying to him than how you pray to him. In other words, check your heart before you open your mouth. Are you praying to talk with him or just to meet an obligation? Are you doing it out of faith in him or out of fear of him? Are you just doing it from repetition or with a purpose? Now, the good thing is that we're not the only ones who struggle with prayer. The disciples did too. Remember when they asked Jesus, how should they pray? And Jesus said, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know the rest of our Father prayer. But notice what Jesus didn't say. Jesus didn't say this prayer. He said, pray this way. Meaning, if you're going to pray, take notice of the things you should mention in your prayer when you talk to the Father. That means honoring him, focusing on his will, not ours. Praying for your needs, not just your wants. Seeking forgiveness as well as forgiving others, and avoiding falling into temptation. But of course, when you're expected to spiritually lead your family in prayer, it's sometimes difficult to think of all those things at the same time, let alone find the right words to say, right? But remember, prayer is just communicating with God. So take your mind off your performance and focus on your purpose for praying. And allow me to give you some guidance to make your prayer life a little easier, more enjoyable, and even more powerful. And the great thing is you'll never forget this after I share this with you. See, when you pray, like Jesus said, pray in this way. Just think of the four letters in the word pray, P-R-A-Y, and then speak from a humble, sincere, and thankful heart. First of all, let's start with the letter P. P stands for praise. Thank God for who he is. We're talking about his character and what he's done for you and what he's doing for you. Now, in Philippians 4:6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, thank God for everything, your health, your marriage, your children, your parents, his provision, his protection, your purpose, your friends, your salvation, his love, his mercy, his kindness, or whatever. I think you get the point. And you can choose to park and elaborate on anything in particular the Holy Spirit puts in your heart to praise Him for. Just start praising Him. Now, the psalmist says in Psalms chapter 150 in verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Get the point? Now, the next letter is R, which stands for repent. Specifically, ask God for His forgiveness for any sin that you've committed on purpose or by accident that may have grieved Him or the Holy Spirit. If you struggle with this, just think about the Ten Commandments. John wrote in 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So ask yourself, have you lied today? Have you coveted or been jealous or envy about something? Have you lost your temper, spoke in anger? Have you withheld forgiveness from someone? Have you talked bad about someone today? Refused to do something good when God asked you to do it? Have you compromised your integrity in any way? Whatever it is, place that sin at His feet and ask Him to forgive you. All you have to do is just be sincere about it. Now, Acts, the third chapter, 19 verse says, repent and return. Now, when they say return, they mean go back to God's righteousness so that your sins may be wiped away. Now, the next letter is A, which stands for ask. Ask God specifically for what you want according to His will. Jesus said in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. So go ahead, ask Him for something for yourself. Ask for your wife, your children, and your family. Ask Him for something for your church, your pastor, for our country's leadership. Ask for the lost, those who used to be in the faith, but now they've walked away from the faith. Ask for those who never even heard the gospel before. Even ask for your enemies and those who persecute you. Again, you can choose to park right here on any one of these and focus on any particular group or groups. The key is just ask. Jesus says in Luke 11 chapter 9 verse, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. But whatever it is, ask in faith without doubting. And finally, the last letter is Y, and that stands for yield. That means to surrender and submit your will to God's will, meaning ask God to help you trust Him when it's hard, believe in Him when you fear, and walk faithfully with Him in the things you hear from Him concerning the promises in His word. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I will live by faith in the Son of God, who loved and gave Himself for me. See, yielding is humbling yourself before God and telling Him that you need His strength. You need His grace. You need His mercy in living to obey Him and to follow Him faithfully, no matter the cost. Now, James 4:6-7 says, God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw closer to God and He will draw closer to you. And that's it. Then say amen. Now, I hope you can see now that it isn't that difficult to communicate with God when you're praying. But I also hope you can see that it's possible to pray without ceasing. There's so much you can talk to God about. And God doesn't care how long you pray, but more so that you do pray and that you do it from a humble, sincere, and thankful spirit. In other words, don't just pray. Pray with a purpose, because that's what real men do. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others. And don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our community, our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, guys, please do us a huge favor and take about 30 seconds to go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And guys, thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. Each one of you guys are a blessing to me, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your support. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with RealMenConnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man, God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.